We get things underway by welcoming into the program the head coach of women's basketball at the University of Maine, Amy Vashon. Amy, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've been everywhere today. You had to go spend time in the studio with Wayne today. How did that go?
I know. The things you have to do to promote something, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Well, I tip my cap to you for the courage to do that. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, all of this because a big, big Sunday coming up, the game, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but also a part of a national celebration, National Girls and Women in Sports Day this Sunday.
Yeah, February is a month where we celebrate, National Girls and Women in Sports, and we take time to recognize the woman who came before us, before Title IX and all of that. And also we take time to just to enjoy and appreciate the young girls we have out there and who want to play sports, maybe in college or have it as a career. And so we take time and try and do some fun things with them.
How have opportunities changed for young women in this country and here in the state of Maine, just in the, and I say this, I underline this, in the short time you have been involved being a young woman yourself?
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's getting longer and longer. it definitely has improved and changed. I mean, the amount of experiences that one can have, a young girl can have. I mean, soccer, basketball, softball, what have you. You have leagues everywhere. You have teams everywhere. I think now you have a lot more young women that young girls can look up to. When I was growing up, there was no WNBA. There really wasn't a lot of, U.S. soccer, all of that. So as a young girl, to see that is just awesome, I hope. And I hope our team is they're good role models for the young girls. I think they are. But that's a really important aspect to our program as well.
By the way, congratulations to you on another Hall of Fame selection. I keep saying it's not possible. You're not old enough for that because I still remember calling your games when you were playing in high school. And
yeah,
I'm not that old.
You. Yeah, right. Yeah, we're not that old. Yeah, I know. People ask me when I graduated, and I have to kind of hold my breath a little bit. Because that date at the time, the year didn't seem that bad. But now that we're in 2020... It's a little crazy.
Well, I have to say, I think, and I'm not the only one to feel this way, the job you and your staff have done and your players have done responding to some major challenges this year is just one of the most impressive coaching jobs I've seen in recent memory.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's been a collective effort by our entire staff, but most importantly, our team. They're just amazing young women, and they never gave up, never asked why us. They just put their heads down and worked. And they believed in themselves. It was just going to take a little bit of time. And, we're playing well right now. We have a huge game on Sunday. And, playoffs are coming around the corner. So hopefully we can continue to play well.
Well, if Ann Simon isn't the rookie of the year, there's something wrong.
Yeah, she's been one. We were actually looking today in the office, in the history of Maine women's basketball, how many players have scored more points than her in her freshman year? And the list is small. The list has a Cindy, a Jamie, a Rachel, and a Liz. That's Liz Coffin, and that's it. So that's a pretty good freshman year, I would say.
Yeah, that's some nice company to be in right there. But so many people have stepped up. Maeve Carroll, somebody else who has just turned in big game after big game for you this season.
No, Maeve's been a rock, and it's funny, it's not funny. It's realistic. If she doesn't play well, we don't play well. And that's a big change for her, coming from a player who just came in off the bench and spelled Bonnie or Tanisha for a couple minutes a game last year. Now she's really the centerpiece of our offense, she's done really well with that.
Well, this Sunday, as we mentioned, a big game at the Cross Center as Stony Brook comes to town, and you lost to them by 4 points on the road last time up. But I feel like in many ways that sent a message to people around the league and maybe even to yourselves that despite the obstacles you've had to overcome this year, you can play with anybody in the conference.
No, that was a big game for us. I thought we played well. Stony Brook deserved to win, but you know, I think our team after that game felt really confident, you know, that we could play with anyone in the conference. And at the same time, we understand anyone can beat us. You know, I mean, we're not by any means the elite, but I feel like when we play well, we can compete with anyone.
Has this been, obviously the challenges have been there, but has it been a rewarding year seeing the players rise up and play as well as they have?
Yeah, it's been really fun. You know, it's fun to coach them. They're so coachable, and they learn, and they're like sponges. You know, they soak things up, and they listen. And it's been really fun to see them grow and see individually them improve, and then as a result, collectively, it has. It's been really fun.
Well, let's hope we can pack the Cross Center come Sunday for this big game with Stony Brook. We wish you good luck, Amy, and thanks, as always, for making some time for us this afternoon.
Awesome. Thanks, Rich.
Amy Vachon, Maine Women's Basketball, hosting Stony Brook Sunday at the Cross Center here in Bangor. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.